This is GamerCast episode 321, Elite, Perfectly Safe. This is the show recorded on the 17th of December, 2012. I'm your host, my name's Paul, and joining me this week is Catherine.
Hello.
So what's happening?
Not much. I'm knackered.
Well, you shouldn't do the Ludum Dare nonsense.
It's fun.
It's not fun.
I made a nice game this time, I think. I was quite happy with
it. Yeah,
you actually
made a game instead of like a spreadsheet or a calculator or a word processor like you normally make.
I played my game yet.
Man, damn, I haven't played it, no. Is it on my phone? No.
No.
Now for the news.
Yaldi. So the Xbox 360 has had some new applications released for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
and they've got more coming out. SkyDrive came out.
I approve of the SkyDrive application.
Very recently. So they're launching more than 40 new applications worldwide between now and spring next year. They include things like...
As opposed to spring this year.
Yep. They include things like an app for Sainsbury's, which I find a bit weird.
Uh-huh. Huh?
Maybe you could do like...
Can I do my online shopping?
Connect-enabled online shopping.
Oh, that'd be cool, wouldn't it? You just sort of swim through the store. And then you're like, Yaldi. Yaldi.
You and your Yaldi. I don't even know what it means.
Yaldi.
Yeah, and so they're releasing a few things. SkyDrive, I think, was just the first one to launch. They're having a Machinima one, game trailers, Crunchyroll, which is anime. Yep.
Is there a GamerCast application?
No.
Have you contacted the relevant people to see if we can get one?
No. And they're also releasing a karaoke app thing as well, which is a microtransaction-based thing, which it lets you... You could pay 240 Microsoft points for 2 hours worth of play, and so on and so on. So you play then for 6 hours and then 24 hours. And that should be launched. I think when I looked on the 360 earlier, it was there, so... Yes. And then as well as that, the Xbox Marketplace sale starts tomorrow and launches, lasts until New Year's Eve. So they've already told everyone what's going on sale, or at least NeoGAF have said, and they got it from somewhere. And there's a list of everything that's going to go on sale. They just don't mention the price points. So things like Modern Warfare 3 DLC, Lego games, platformer games. They're kind of doing themed days. You've got Rockstar games, Trials HD and Trials Evolution stuff, some of our arcade games from 2012, Kinect family games, Borderlands stuff, Walking Dead family games, fighting games, Skyrim and Oblivion. And then just random sale stuff throughout the 18th to the 31st, which include things like Jet Set Radio, Plants vs. Zombies, Jane Danger 2, and also Kinect Party, which is a sequel to
Kinect Pre-Party.
What's it called? Happy Action Theatre, which is actually free from tomorrow when it launches. Well, that says the 18th tomorrow, but 360 stuff's on a Wednesday usually, so... So if you want to get some stuff cheap, keep an eye out on the marketplace or just on xbox.com, and you can of course...
Or keep an eye out on our website, gamercast.net, where you might be able to find a link to the relevant website.
Yeah, maybe not. Not currently. To what, xbox.com?
I'm sure there's a link on there somewhere. So.
Maybe on our About Us. Square Enix are launching, or releasing even... I keep saying launching.
Square Enix,
Hitman HD Collection, which is coming out on the 1st of February in the UK and 29th of January for North American people. It's on PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 and includes not everything. Only Hitman 2, Hitman Contracts, and Hitman Blood Money. So still no re-release of the original Hitman on consoles. Yeah, it's a Hitman trilogy. There is some box art for it that from where I got it from, and I'm hoping it's not real because it looks kind of horrible, I think.
It looks shite.
Looks like a bad movie poster. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Hitman 2 looks. Of course, it'd be more interesting to see what Hitman looks like because of course it's older, but it's not
it'll look shite.
Yeah, I mean, it's had loads of re-releases already. I mean, you can probably still can you still get the Hitman pack on PC that had everything in it? I don't know. I remember it coming out. So yeah, that's interesting for anyone wanting to play the previous Hitman games that they didn't get to play, unless you want to play the original, in which then you can't buy it. Because PC only. Next up, Tropico 4. The three new DLC packs are now available on Xbox 360, which includes the Megalopolis DLC, the Pirate Heaven DLC, and the Vigilante DLC. And that is available 400 Microsoft points per pack. And then you can get those for Windows as well. The Stalker license, because of course with... what were they called? Did they begin with an A? No, I haven't got the original name. I can't remember the name of them. What was that? Oh, the whole brand. Okay, so I thought it was the game brand. So Bit Composer Entertainment AG have acquired the exclusive worldwide rights for future video games, video game adaptations that use the Stalker brand. So they acquired it from the person who has the book, which is
the
Boris Natanovich Strugatsky. I don't know how to say his name.
Boris, yeah.
He's got lots. Yeah, Boris. I can say Boris. That's an easy word.
Name, not word.
Sorry, name. As well as that, I believe it allows them to. Well, it allows them to create whatever they want, really. So yeah, someone else now has the Stalker license because, of course, the people that made the original Stalker and Chernobyl thing. No, that was the original. What was the sequel? There's a thing that was standalone. I can't remember what it was called. But yeah, so they'll be now making new stuff. They haven't said exactly what they're doing yet, but they're just they have license. Also, the guy who signed the brand to them died on the 19th of November. So I guess he had already signed the agreement.
He was dealt with after he objected to being forcibly forced to sign the agreement.
He was 79. But yeah, that's different. Oh, there you go. Shadow of Chernobyl and Call of Pripyat's the expansion. Future Lab news. They've signed a thing with Sony that allows them... Yep.
Is Future Lab still in business?
Yes. They're a small company in Brighton.
How are they still in business?
What do you mean?
What do they do?
They've released 2 PlayStation Mobile games recently.
Oh, I think. Okay.
Yeah. Before that, it was Velocity. They've signed an agreement or a deal with Sony Sony have given them money now to develop their new IP for PlayStation Vita in 2013. So that's some nice news for them because it's keeping them in business, as we just said. So yeah, expect, I guess, some kind of announcement of what they're doing in the future. They may release another PlayStation Mobile game in the time being, potentially.
Nibble.
Their games were free, I think.
You don't typically make money by releasing free games.
No, but you get people looking at them, advertising. Next up, some Frontier news. So, Paul's looking forward to them potentially making Elite. I don't want to say Dangerous because you hate the name.
You can say Elite Dangerous since that's what the stupid name is.
Okay. Elite Dangerous.
Elite Dangerous. No, it should be called Elite. Perfectly Safe. That's the title.
Okay. Yes, so of course Frontier Studios, Frontier Development, I can never remember what their second word is.
Frontier.
They're of course still running their Kickstarter. How long have they got left now?
18 days left. Got until the 4th of January.
Okay.
If you haven't already pledged to support the Elite Project, you need to do it right now before I kill it, everyone.
So in some less great news, although of course this kind of stuff happens all the time, Frontier have made a few of their staff redundant.
So you need to pledge right now before everyone gets made redundant.
So last week or the week before, it must have been last week, 14 of their 233 staff. They've got quite a few staff there. I mean, 233 people.
Yeah, what exactly do they do? Release Kinect them all?
Well, they did Kinect Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else they've done, but that's a lot of people for what I always thought of as quite a small studio. Yeah, so they let go 14
people.
Well,
I suppose Microsoft like heavily subsidised them for Kinect.
Oh, which is why they've got so many people to pay
for
things.
So they probably took on a lot of people.
Well,
but
yeah,
now
these people probably worked on something.
They probably don't have any more contracts or any like major Kinect games,
yeah.
So they're like, oh, we need something to work on. Oh, let's just make a Elite Dangerous.
Oh, there you go. They let go of 9 artists, 3 animators, and 2 audio people, so whether they're audio engineers or audio designers, I'm not sure.
So nothing we need for Elite.
Well, you need audio for Elite.
Yeah, but they have at least more than one audio. They only need one audio man.
You do need animators.
You don't need animators.
Aren't
there
going to be people
game.
In this game?
No, spaceships.
Just spaceships. What did I hear about that video saying about going down on planets?
That's not happening yet.
Okay. Still, they need to start work. They'll have a busy schedule. So yeah, of course it's sad for those people, well, sad. It's annoying for those people because they let go. So, yeah, it's a shame for them because they've been let go 11 days before Christmas. Of course, though, I guess if they knew they had to get rid of the people, there was no point letting them go.
Don't
just
need
in
them
January
for
because then they'd be paying them.
Yeah, all day.
It's a shame for those people, though. Hopefully they'll be able to find jobs.
Creative Assembly are hiring. I was pure looking at the back of one of their games and it says, we're desperately hiring. We need decent people.
How do you connect Star Wars? Really?
Really? Frontier to connect Star Wars. What? What, in their Canadian place?
What was that press release? What Canadian place?
Well, Frontier have a Canadian studio as well, don't they?
Do they?
I'm not getting anyone in trouble. Shut up. Everyone knows they're obviously hiring people for their Warhammer game.
Okay, so next up, I thought I'd put it in the news because I thought it was a bit weird. In the Blu-ray release that's coming out for the new Total Recall, the game, the film which I didn't go see in the end, you're getting a God of War Ascension demo with it, which I find really strange. Although it just comes with a voucher code, it's not like it comes with a disc.
Frontier, Canada.
Yeah, so that's kind of weird news, having a game demo with a film release. I always find that kind of stuff a bit strange. Metal Gear Rising Revengeance, also on the news of demos, is having a demo, the one which launched with Zoe, released in January. For those who didn't buy a copy of Zoe, demo is region locked.
Kinect Star Wars isn't on Frontier's website.
Otherwise, in Japan, so you can't actually download. Wow, I've never known of a demo to be region locked. But the Japanese demo was apparently 3.5 gig, so you have to download
that. Yeah,
they
did Kinect Stalls, didn't they?
This press release I had, or this thing actually, was off someone's website. They may have helped out on it though. You're trusting Wikipedia as well,
and their official website.
Earth Defense Force 2025 has. Well, which is Earth Defense Force? Earth Defense Force is for.
Stop playing with the kicks now.
I'm sorry.
See, they got a Halifax branch.
Is getting a.
See.
Okay, I don't even know where Halifax is.
Canada.
I know it's a bank.
It's in Canada. It's a place.
Earth Defense Force 2025 is having a Western release. It's due out on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3, but it's been developed by Sandlot. Who made the more recent one? Oh,
yes.
They made 2017.
The more recent one.
Who's the last entry? That reads really weirdly. Oi! I'm having to read.
Well, if you have to read, just make it up.
Well, it's been written really badly. Not my fault. So yeah, you can expect not only, of course, The new Earth Defense Force on PlayStation Vita. You can expect one on console soon as well. Well, they don't expect it, of course, to look very pretty, because it's a bit of a budget-style game.
Yeah, console games, they look ugly.
No, I just...
I mean
the type of game. It might look a bit more PS2-like than 360-like.
PS2?
What was Earth Defense Force?
That was shite when it came out.
Well, I suppose that's a bit harsh saying that. It'll
PS2, we've got 4 mega video RAM. What the hell are we supposed to do with
that? The type of game that you want out of Earth Defense Force. And then finally, Kinect Party, as we mentioned a little bit ago, is being released on the 18th of December and is going to be free for the rest of the year. It's a sequel to Happy Action Theater, which is Double Fine's first kind of voyage, second voyage into Kinect, because of course they released the Sesame Street game. It has 36 alternate reality backdrops and scenarios for you to interact with. They also include dubstep parties, I'm not really sure what that means, as well as like a fairy themed forest, a giant bathtub, and many others. It also has Facebook support, so you can put whatever you want on Facebook. So pick up a copy of that, because it'll be free for the next couple of weeks.
Free is the right price.
Yep, and I'm sure it'll have achievements. So if you've got a Kinect, pick up, of course, because if you don't have Kinect Party then becomes Party, and it's not, you know, doesn't do anything.
And a party is not a party.
And that's kind of it for the news this week. I probably could have found a bit more, but I'd be trawling through the internet.
Let's
for
talk about Elite some more. Everyone, I need to like stress this, yeah, because I want this game. You need to pledge the money. If you pledge £20, yeah, assuming they still have some available, you get a copy of the game. £20 for an Elite game with multiplayer? Can't go wrong. So do it. Or else I'm going to have to set up a freelancer server. Windsor wants to know how close you are to the target. Okay, the chat room's talking to us now, so we're going to get distracted. Let's check the website, which is, of course, Kickstarter. So, we see that they have 18 days to go, and they still need some monies. Let's check on KickTrack. And then we will see how they're doing. So, if they carry on at the moment... KickTrack. This like gives you like cool estimates. So if everyone keeps pledging like they will, like they are at the moment, they're 88% of the way. So that's how much money they'll have by then, if everyone keeps pledging.
So they won't make their goal.
Yeah. So you get like projections and stuff.
Jesus, this is maths, science.
So yeah, obviously there'll be a bit of a rush towards the end of that, where people are like, oh no, we actually do need to pledge money. So yeah, let's get that
up. The internet will be like, quick, give them money.
Yeah, let's get that up, because we're a bit behind. So at that rate, we're 140,000 behind, and then, you know, obviously the game won't get made, and then everyone will be made redundant. Mr. Brayburn will be forced into making games he doesn't even like. Ooh, Project Goddess is 87% of its goal trending towards.
It's 1% less.
Yeah. But because the BBC just advertised it a lot.
Yeah, he got a lot based off that.
They got a fairly big boost.
Someone needs to tell the BBC to do it for Elite Dangerous.
Yeah.
Or did they?
Well, they did for Elite Dangerous when it was first announced, but they've not done any follow-up articles on it.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, Windsor, you need to do it, because we need this game. And Project Goddess, no offense, but Peter Molyneux, you can afford it yourself if you want to make it. The game's cheap to make, it's a mobile game. You know, come on, Peter. You're rich, you can afford it. You live in Guildford, you're bound to be rich. Like Gary Napper and other people who live in Guildford. What do you mean you have no money? You're on benefits, since it's my money, you spend it on what I say. I want you to pledge £5,000 right now, Windsor. And everyone else who's listening must pledge at least 100 quid. But if you can't afford that, you may pledge less. It's time for...
Name...
That...
Game.
So last week, everyone would have heard this. The answer was, of course, DEFCON.
That's not in the main game, is it, or is it?
Yeah.
Well, I remember falling asleep to you playing it lots, but I don't ever remember hearing that.
Yeah, that noise was what it used to do when it changed DEFCON level. Let's all play DEFCON later. We're having a Game of Cast DEFCON game. Whoever fires nukes against me is banned from listening to the show. So no one got it that week, so GZ to myself. This week we've got something old and potentially been on Game of Cast before, I can't remember.
Forward one. You're running out of time. Ready, Gambit, nearly powered up. Take out the APU dead as soon as possible.
That's short.
Well, it just carries on like that, basically. Old, it's at least 10 years old. Maybe older. And PC.
I'm not sure what it is. It's really short.
Well,
do I get any clues?
I can play it again. See. Yeah, come on.
I couldn't even hear it on that second play again.
Come on, we need to guess. We need to guess.
How about some other clues?
Yeah, PC.
Other than PC and about 10 years old.
Controls was keyboard and mouse. And you can use a variety of joysticks as well. And maybe even control pads.
What type of game is it?
Type of game? It's a shooting game. It's like a first-person shooting game. But it had a third-person option. Not that anyone would use that.
And you played it?
I played it. I have it. In fact, I probably have it on my hard drive right now.
On your hard drive?
Yep.
But it's a shooter that can go into third person?
Yep.
Do you actually mean installed on your hard drive? Or just sat on your hard drive?
No, I could probably play it right now.
I don't know. It doesn't sound familiar to me.
Okay, well, if anyone in the chat room knows, you've got 5 seconds to guess before I wrap this up. If anyone else listening guesses, feedback at gamemechanics.net.
You got 2 weeks.
Yeah, you got three weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Yeah, you got 3 weeks since we're having 2 weeks off. or leave a comment on the website gamemechanics.net and leave it on this week's episode. So yeah, no one guesses. That's a surprise. I thought Windsor would have gone it. Yeah, Dafty.
So he knows what it is? Or is that
I'm sure he's played it.
Oh, okay.
In fact, here's another clue. I think you can download it legally for free now as well. So in 3 weeks' time, Gamercast will be back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be doing our games of 2012, 2013. If listeners want to email us their like favorite games and like do a little blurb about it, go for it, and we'll read it out on the show. Feedback at gamercast.net. Put that in your email thing, like the send the to box, and then type. Yeah, that's the instructions. Yeah, for people who don't know how to use a computer.
Yeah, so anything that you enjoyed in 2012 game wise, that is of course not just your.
I know it's got my game of 2012.
And yeah. And the games you're most looking forward to next year?
I've even got it all categorised. So strategy game, shooter game.
Is that how we're doing it?
I've just got a
blob of games.
Yep.
To be fair, I thought more was coming out this year, but I've actually got...
Well, there's a few games...
There's not that many games that came out this year.
There's a few games I'm looking forward to next year.
Yeah, there's games I'm looking forward to next year.
SimCity's the first. As long as it doesn't suck.
Well, the thing is, of course, like a lot of games will be announced at things like E3. There weren't many games announced at the Spike VGAs. Usually there's more, so I would have thought there would have been a few more announcing games for the new year, but I'm sure, you know, stuff will just come out and either be good or a bit pants.
So that's it for the show.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next year.
Catch everyone later.